Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, and we're reading verses 27 to 30.
When she reached the man of God at the mountain, she took hold of his feet. Gehazi came over to push her away, but the man of God said, "Leave her alone. She is in bitter distress, but the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me why." "Did I ask you for a son, my lord?" she said. "Didn't I tell you, don't raise my hopes?" Elisha said to Gehazi, "Tuck your coat into your belt. Take my staff in your hand and run. If you meet anyone, do not greet him, and if anyone greets you, do not answer. Lay my staff on the boy's face." But the child's mother said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So he got up and followed her.
Our focus is on verse 30. "I will not leave you." Here was a lady on a mission. By divine intervention, her longing for a son had been granted, and she was not going to let death rob her of that blessing. Her faith was such that even with a dead body in her arms, she knew life could return. She'd experienced one miracle already, the birth of her son. So why not another, the resuscitation of her son? God had worked through Elisha the first time, so it was to Elisha that she went again. She is not deterred, but presses on until she gets to Elisha, and her persistence is rewarded. Our situations may not be as dramatic as this lady's, but one thing we can learn from her is not to give up hope. Sometimes when we've been praying for someone or something for a long time and nothing seems to happen, we may feel like giving up, calling it a day, walking away. But let's not do any of those things. Instead, let's hold on to the Lord and his promises and trust him to do what is right for others and for us in his time. A prayer. Lord Jesus, we pray for those we love. We pray for those situations that appear impossible. We hold on to your promises, confident that you hear and answer prayer, just as you did for this Shunammite mother. In your name we pray. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.